On the line with us is Mike Zuzulo. He's a global commodity analytics and consulting in Atchison, Kansas. Burr, I think it's cold out where you are. Not bad here, but things started kind of chilly with you this morning, didn't they?
We weren't ready for mid-20s. I can tell you that much, Todd. That is not something we wanted to see. It's been a great fall out here, but didn't want to see that cold of temperatures.
Yeah, that's very cold. Hey, I'd like to talk about a couple of things that have happened this week we haven't discussed on the air yet, or very much. The Federal Reserve did something unique in its monthly meeting. It took a look forward and said, hey, I think in the month of November, we will raise interest rates. That was kind of odd.
Yeah, you know, they have kept the rhetoric of a 2015 timeline rate hike definitely on the table this week. And at the same time, they dropped the warnings for the global risks to the U.S. economy in terms of a direct relationship like they had last month. And what I'm not so much concerned about the rate hike after seeing what the dollar has done here in the last few days. You know, keep in mind, going into the Federal Reserve report, we had a GDP for the third quarter that was real disappointing, of only 1.5% growth year over year. And then we got the Federal Reserve report, and we went in the dollar index for the December futures, Todd. We went from making new weekly lows before the report, several minutes before the report, to new four-month highs after that report came out. Now we're back to falling below last week's close, and possibly even charting a new weekly low. And I think what that tells me is that the trade is finally maybe starting to realize that if the Federal Reserve does raise rates one time of a quarter point, they're probably going to stand back 6 or 9 months possibly before doing anything else. So they want to meet their timeline. They want to give confidence to the financial markets that they mean what they say, but they're probably not going to touch those interest rates unless we really see improvement in the U.S. and in the Chinese economy. And this week's data says it's simply not coming, that the fourth quarter could be just as bad, if not worse, than the third quarter, based upon not just the GDP, but the consumption. And so this trigger of shifting asset allocation out of the equities, out of the U.S. bonds, and into a riskier asset like commodities and emerging markets may be very close at hand, depending on what this dollar wants to do. So it sounded really rough for the commodity bull on the actual Fed minutes, but was actually very friendly going into the close today. So real important. This week is and has been about the outside markets more than anything.
And so if you can roll that, and you've begun to do that, into the export market, the Chinese consumption patterns and what it might mean.
Yeah, see, so now we have this talk of them shutting down DDGs, wanting to, them being China, prop up their domestic ethanol, and maybe play a little bit of geopolitics with us because of what's going on in the Yellow Sea and the dispute there, and our running a Navy ship through their supposed waters, even though it's really international waters. But you're all of a sudden seeing now maybe a better pattern for weekly export sales. We beat estimates on wheat, corn, and beans. It's been a long time since we've done that. And we've also started to see more downgrades in wheat in terms of production coming out of India, oil seeds coming out of India, Western Australia wheat downgrades, Argentine planting wheat downgrades. And I think you're maybe starting to see a bit of a shift in the demand side, and a weaker dollar would only promote more of that, especially from an investor standpoint. It may not be quite time yet. We may have to get all the way to December to get that turn in the markets, but so far those longer term commodity indexes are still pointing to a low come 2016, and it looks like we're on track for that.
Are you concerned about the soy complex at this point?
I'm not as much as I was the last time we did Commodity Week, which was probably almost four weeks ago,
right?
Because we were sitting up there in that 925, 930 level, and we were getting good yield reports from USDA, from not just the USDA report, but from farmers. But the demand, I mean, we have gone from about 40% behind last year in total export commitments about 60 days ago, and now we're closing the gap to around 20% compared to last year. And when I saw the Monday inspections of 98 million bushels, not that you need to ration demand right now, but the trade, I think, is very well aware of the USDA's history of cutting ending stocks dramatically the last few years from the middle of harvest to the middle of the end of the next marketing year. So I think that 850 level is very solid ground in the front end beans. And I think that 875 has been proven to be very solid ground here in the short term.
850 would be a pretty sharp drop yet in the bean market. Am I pretty safe to say that we're range bound uptrending since what, the mid-August or so? Is that right?
Yeah, range bound, and I think maybe a bit of an uptrend in the early part of the last 60 days, but more of a lower bias since we've gotten into throes of harvest. One thing that's on the table right now, because we're only 10 days away from it now with the end of October, is that next USDA report. Do they throw a bean yield increase at us? But is that offset by a demand increase? And so that's something that, you know, you do want to watch for. 850 is about 25 cents lower than November bean load in the overnight markets last night. So I could tolerate 25 cents lower. Wouldn't want to take out 845 because that kind of messes with the longer term monthly charts. But on that note, the monthly chart, stochastics and RSIs that I follow, they're in the single digits and have been for almost a month. So I think you're running out of sellers in the futures market there.
We'll talk more about it this afternoon. Hey, thanks, Mike.
Thank you, Todd. Have a great day, sir. Stay warm.
I'll try. You too. Mike Zuzulo is with Global Commodity Analytics and Consulting. He's out of Atchison, Kansas. A quick look at the marketplace tells us the moment that futures are higher in the corn pit, about 2 cents. Soybeans up 7. Wheat futures are around a nickel higher. Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 7 points at 17,677. This is WILL Urban.